This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. And in case you missed it in the NPR newscast a minute ago, former President Trump can appear on next year's Republican primary ballot. Denver Judge Sarah Wallace ruled that a section of the Constitution barring insurrectionists from holding office does not apply to the presidency. Wallace did agree, though, that Trump engaged in an insurrection and that he cultivated a culture that embraced political violence. The group behind the lawsuit plans to appeal. State lawmakers continue work today on an effort to lower property tax rates for Coloradans. Democrats want to use state money to offset the impact on schools and local governments. Senate President Steve Fenberg.
I think this bill provides meaningful relief for this moment in time for the average homeowner, but does it in a way that is ensuring that those communities that are not experiencing the immense growth that others are, that they're made whole.
Republicans say the effort won't provide any meaningful tax relief to taxpayers, but most of their own bills have been dismissed. And a popular lake near Rocky Mountain National Park is full of murky water. And the Colorado Sun reports that state regulators don't have a fix yet. Grand Lake is federally protected, but it also delivers water to the Front Range. As water is pumped through the lake, it becomes super cloudy. The Colorado Water Quality Control Commission says it'll monitor concerns. This is CPR News.